or road that is rugged and
高，
bumpy and unequal.
高或者低。
High and low. The life road of every person is different.
知道人生的道路不是这么容易啊。
We know life is not easy.
当然，一个教会能够支持21年，也是神的恩典。
Therefore, a church can be sustained for 21 years. It's also a gracing from our God.
21年恩典堂过生日，我们就想到教会是主耶稣基督的身体。When
we celebrating the 21 years birthday of Grace Chinese Church, we are thinking about this church is the body of God.
圣经告诉我们说。 我们是主的身体，我们是肢体。Bible
tells us we are the body of the Lord. Church is also the body of the Lord.
人生说都不生病，这是不可能的事情。It
is impossible for every earth of us free of those illness in our lifetime.
恩典堂过去有没有困难？我相信一定会有困难。Do
we see any difficulty in the history of Great Chinese Church? I believe so.
他一个人要健康，他是每一个肢体、每一部分都是健康的。If
you want to live healthy, every part of your body need to be healthy.
教会的健康就是我们每一个。 弟兄姐妹的健康。The
healthy of our church is also the healthy of all brothers and sisters.
我不是说身体的，当然是身体很重要，但是你的灵命、你的生命是非常重要，是不是健康的？
I'm not just the meaning of physical health, it's also our spiritual health.
21年了。It's
been 21 years.
在过生日的时候，我想和大家分享什么事、什么信息呢？
In this celebration event, which kind of message I'm going to share with all of you?
那天我就看了一个小小的消息，就是说有一个化学老师，他要退休了。Someday
I've seen some and small article say a chemistry teacher is going to be retired.
在他最后一堂课的时候，他对学生说了一些话，非常的有意思。In
his last lesson, he said something to his students, very interesting.
他来到教室以后，他拿出一个杯子来。He
came to the classroom and bring a cup.
他把杯子倒出来，是里边是一块冰。He
pulled out of something from the cup. It was an ice cube.
他问他学生说："这是什么？"He
asked those students, "What is it?"
学生说："这是一块冰。"Students
replied, "This is ice."
他把冰就放在桌子上。He
put the ice on the table.
他说："现在冰。" 站在桌子上，
He said, "Now this ice stands on the table."
然后他把这个冰拿起来，放回杯子里头，放在打开火，放在火上头烧起来了。Then
he put the ice back to the cup and heated it.
过了不久，这个冰化成水了。Not
long later, it just the ice becomes water.
他拿这个水问学生说："这是什么
？”He asked again, "What is this?"
学生说："这是水。"
Student said, "This is water."
这不错，刚
It's
刚是
what?
冰，现在变成水。
Just few minutes ago, it was ice. Now it is water.
他又把它放在火上，就一直煮，一直煮，这水就开了。
And he put it back on the heat and keep heating it. Then the water starting to boiling.
看下去不拿下来，一直煮，一直煮，最后这个水就开始蒸发了，变成水蒸气，跑到空中去了。
It keeps heated, and then later the water evaporated, become vapor.
然后他把这个杯子拿下来说："现在，请看水在哪里。
Then he took the cup back and asked his students, "Where are these water?"
大家说："现在在空中
They say it's in the air.
了。"啊，对。他说："我们人生就是这样子。"
He said, "Yes, this is also similar to our life."
起先你是站在那里，你是一个人。
First, you stand there. You are a live person.
后来你开始流动，
Then become you flow everywhere,
去和很多人在交流了，在
mingling
交通
with
了。
different type of people.
但是这一个水可能最后流到大海里头去了，走很远呢。
However, at the end, the water finally will go to the sea.
但是一个冰，一杯水，你不管跑多远，还是在地球上的哦。
An ice or a cup of water, however, how long it travels, is still in the earth.
但是还有一种情形，你是跑到天空上去了。
There's another situation, it may fly in the air.
离开这个地球，不再受地球的控制。
Leave the earth and uncontrolled by this earth.
他说："你们的人生也是这样子，
Your life is also similar to this star.
不要只是站在那里，要开始走。
Don't stand, just stand there. Go everywhere.
不但要走，并且要飞起来。"
Not only you should walk, but also should fly.
要走得看得更远，走得更远，看得飞得更高。
Look far, shooting far, fly far, high.
所以你的一个人生，你的事业，不只是站在那里，还要走，还要飞。
The vision of your life is not just standing there. You need to
这祝你
walk
们。
and fly.
呀，祝你们前程远，无限的这个远大的。
Hope you have a great future.
这老师讲这句话，我想对学生有很大的这个影响帮助。
These words from this teacher will have a great impact for future life of those students.
我看了以后，我就想到，这个和我们基督徒应该是一样的。
After reading it, I feel like it was a similar states of a Christian's life.
我们需要站在那里吗？
Do we just need to stand there?
还是要像水一样开始流，
Or need to
走
flow?
出去？
Everywhere like water, go out.
还是要有一天要飞起来？
Or we need to fly someday.
如果我们说教会是主的身体，是不是也可以？用这三条来起这个形容这个教会，他要走的道路。
If we describe think the body of our church is the body of God. Does this body will also go through these three states?
我们不知道白莲堂前面的道路是怎么样，
We don't know which kind of future road ahead of us for Chinese Great Church.
但是我们可以想一想，如果我们每一个人的灵命都是很软弱，教会是很软弱。
But we can imagine if everyone's spiritual life is weak, so as our church.
需要一个健康的一个会众，弟兄姐妹，教会就变得强壮。
We need a strong group of church members, brothers and sisters, to build up our church.
当水是冰的时候，这就是表示他在那里站在那里。
When water is in the format of an ice, it is standing.
我们人生的道路，很多的时候需要站。
In our lifetime, many times we need to stand firmly.
啊，你站就表示说你不能够跌倒。
Meaning stand firmly, meaning do not fall.
所以圣经告诉我们说，第一，当我们站的时候，我们要站立得住。
So the Bible tells us when we start to stand, we need to stand firmly.
刚刚我们看到的小孩子学习站的时候，站，嘣，他坐下去了。
When we see some young kids start to learn walk, and he stands there, and suddenly he will fall.
我说这小孩子站不住啊。
Because he is weak and cannot stand firmly.
圣经里面也告诉我们说，在以弗所书6章13节那个地方告诉我们说。
Turn to our Bible to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13.
就要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得稳。
Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand.
这个叫我们站立得住，站立得稳。
It asks us to stand on our ground and stand it
我
stable.
应该有一个，应该有一个，经文告诉我们要站立得住。
It should have some Bible verse tells to stand and not move.
我忘记一件事情。
I forgot
这
one thing.
脑子，老人家脑子都不管用了，
Aged people or
这搞不清楚，
my brain sometimes goes fuzzy.
常常的忘记。
Many times I forget something.
有一件事情要请大家首先读一节的圣经，请大家打开圣经，翻到以弗所书第5章。
I ask everyone to turn your Bible to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第5章，怎么搞的？从第15节念到第17节，
From verse 15, read to through verse 17.
就是，这不是这个啊，
是
你不
，fifteen，
要紧，这就是，
嗯哼，
这有部小说
不是，
第6章、第5章呀，对不起，对不起呀，我们一起来念好不好？
Let's read it together。
来，请，
你们要，
谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，像那个叫做光阴。现今的世代邪恶，要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意为何呀？ 这个地方告诉我们说，我们不要做糊涂人，要做一个聪明人，要明白神的旨意。
These verses tells us, do not be foolish. You need to be wise. You need to
所以我们
understand
要，
God's word.
对不起，我们要保持我们的健康，灵命的健康。第一，你要保持能够不要做一个糊涂人。
First, to keep a healthy spiritual life, we should become don't not to be foolish.
要能够明白神的旨意。
We need to fully understand God's words.
一个教会也是一样，不明白神的旨意，凭着自己的这个聪明，以为自己都知道，我们大家商量一下，就去做了，这个很危险。
Similar to a church, if all the church members do not understand God's words, just rely on your personal wisdom and do anything, making any decision, it is not right.
我们要处处的去学习、查考、查验什么是神的旨意。
We need to check God's words, check God's will everywhere, everything.
所以在我们的生命里头，有的时候我们需要安静、站立、查考神的旨意是什么。
So sometimes in our life, we need to be quiet, to stand firmly and think about check God's will.
所以在以弗所书里头告诉我们说，我们要和魔鬼要征战，和情欲要征战，在磨难的日子，这个仇敌起来攻击我们的时候，我们要穿好的军装。
So in Ephesians, God tells us we need to, when we have the evil attack us, we need to have the full body of armor and be prepared and fight with them.
所以，不要被仇敌打倒。
Don't to be defeated by our enemies.
我站立得住，我们要站立得稳。
Stand firmly and stand stably.
在以弗所书四章一节那个地方，这是以这个腓立比书四章一节，就在往。后边翻一下，就到了腓立比
Look at the next book, Philippians,
第四章第一节。
chapter 4, verse 1.
他说：“我所期待的，所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕，我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立得稳。”
Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends.
所以，叫我们能够靠主站立得稳。
But now we really live since you are standing firm in the Lord.
在另外一个帖撒罗尼迦前书三章八节那个地方，
In First Thessalonians,
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
chapter 3, verse 8.
帖撒罗尼迦前书三章第八节，
First Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 8.
他说：“你们若靠主站立得稳，我们就活了。
It says, for now we really live since you are standing firm in the Lord.
对，靠主只能够站立得稳，站立得住。”
Therefore, only relying on our Lord we can stand firm.
要站得稳，站住要个第一个条件就是要靠主。
First condition, rely on our God。
后边你在第二个条件呢，就是在哥林多后书16章13节那地方，他告诉我们说，我们要警醒，我们要警醒祷告。哥林多
In Second
前
Corinthians,
后书16章。
Chapter 16. only chapter 13. Second Corinthians, only chapter 13.
还没有是，
First Corinthians, we have 16. In first, sorry, it should be First Corinthians chapter 13, 16.
就是我们要靠着主站立
What?
得住，务要警醒，在真理上。这是讲的什么讲？
First Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong.
我要警醒的。这个老人家头脑都搞乱了。
Yeah, old
我
person,
不是故意这样子，我
I
有的
didn't
时候
mean
我
to
自
do
己
it.
很清楚，但是现在看的时候，我自己也找不到。
When I wrote it, it's
说，
very clear it should be first condition. But now I just messed up.
他一个人说：“你怎么知道你是老了
If someone asks you, how do you know you are old?
他拿一个那个膏药啊，他放在这个背上去啊，他站在一个镜子的前面，他照着看着他，把膏药拿下来以后，他把它贴在镜子上头啊，
So, when
让
he
他
trying to put a medical patch on his
怎么
body by standing look at the mirror, instead of putting on his body, he put on that patch on the mirror.
也不好笑啊！有一天你们变老了以后。像我一样糊里糊涂的，我不知道是怎么搞的这。
Someday you may do the same thing. Don't laugh at
总
me.
而言之，圣经告诉我们说，我们怎么样能够站立得住、站立得稳呢？第一，我们要靠主。
In nutshell, Bible tells us how do we stand firm? We need to rely on, depend on our God.
我们自己的力量没有办法叫我们站立得住。因为我们整个的生活、生命都是在作战。
Because our own strengths cannot support us firmly, because all our life need to fight.
并且，我们要保持清醒，
Also, we need to have a clear mind.
不能够睡觉。
We do not fall to sleep easily.
很多时候，我们。就是太疲倦了，就睡着了。
Many times we're so tired to sleep, then fall to sleep.
但是圣经告诉说，要警醒的祷告。
But the Bible tells us, be on your guard and pray.
所以这样是个，这个。让我们靠着主警醒，站立得稳，站立得住。
Let's rely on our God, stand firm, be strong in our faith.
这个是我们需要做到的。
This is all what we need to do.
第二个，站立的时候，我们要站在主耶稣基督里。
Second of all, when we stand, we need to stand inside our God.
我们重生得救以后，我们进到耶稣基督里。
When we respected, we stay, we go to into the God, Jesus Christ.
你如果要站住，要不跌倒，你要站在耶稣基督里。
If you want to stand firm, do not not falling, you need to
你自
live
己
with the
乱
God,
跑到
stand
外边去，神想救你，神想帮助你，都没有办法。
If you go out of the God, leave away the God, even God wants to save you, he cannot.
所以我们记住，在我们生命里头，有的时候我们需要站，但神叫我们站立得住，就是说不要跌倒，并且我们要站在磐石上。
So many times when in our lifetime, we need to live with our God. God asks us to stand firm and stand on a rock.
马太福音告诉我们说，耶稣举一个例子，一个人要盖房子，
In the book of Matthew, God told us when a person wants to build up a house.
把它盖在沙土上头，或者盖在磐石上头，不同的结果。
There's a different result if you build on your house on top of just soil, soggy soil, or instead, if you build up your building on a solid cornerstone, that's totally different.
我们用这个两个例子，也就告诉我们说，你要站在耶稣基督里，也就是站在耶稣基督的磐石上。
That two examples. If you live it with God, you stand inside God, you are standing on the rock of God.
并且靠着主的大能大力，保持你的清醒。
Also, you will always be clear, have a clear mind, because you are relying on our God.
这样子，你就可以站立得住，站立得稳。
Therefore, you can stand up and stand firm.
什么意思？站立得住，站立得稳啊？
What do we exactly mean, stand up and stand firm?
叫我们的信心有根有基。
To making our faith on a solid base.
我们所信的不改变。
What we believe is not changed.
随便一点小事情，就让我们把我们的信心丧失掉了。
Anytime, tiny things, everything cannot just change our faith.
对一个教会来说，更是重要。
Faith is also important to our church.
信仰随便改变，凭着自己的意思。
Change your belief and just follow your own mind.
不是靠神的话，
Not
而自
relying
己
on our
随
God.
便，
And you do whatever you want to do.
非常的危险。
Very, very dangerous.
恩典堂怎么度过21年？
How do we celebrate our 21 years anniversary of Great Chinese Church?
感谢主，在主里面，在磐石上。站立得稳。
Thanks God, God let us stand firm and stand in on top, inside God.
未来的21年，巴不得我们也是这样子，站立得稳，不要跌倒。
I wish we have another 21 years ahead, also stand firm.
把我们的信心建立在耶稣基督身上。
Build up our faith on our God.
第二种的形态，就是冰变成水了。
Looking at the water, second state when ice becomes water.
冰是静止的，水是流动的。
The ice is just stay there, never move, but water is flowing everywhere.
神赐给我们生命，是一个活的生命。不是让我们停止在一个地方。 而是叫我们流动、行动。
God gives us a life. It's not just a life without moving. We need to go everywhere like water.
我们行动的时候，就影响到我们和别人的一个交流、一个交往。
When we go out, we need to impact other people by all kinds of communications.
我们就不再是一个人了。
We are no longer a single person.
当我们行动的时候，我们要记得很多的事情。
When we take any action, making any decision, we need to remember
行动
many
说我
things.
们要走路，
We need to walk.
要看我们走路的一个态度，走路的一个地方，走在什么地方。
We need to be careful the attitude of our walk. Where do we walk? What are we going?
圣经告诉我们说，我们要走在神的义路上的。
Bible tells us we need to go in along the God's way.
在旧约里头，以赛亚书53章第六节告诉我们说，人好像羊，走迷路，偏行己路，
In the
走
Old
自己
Testament,
的道路。
Isaiah 53, chapter 53, and which verse?
在以赛亚书33章，
33, sorry.
所以，我们走路的时候，要走在神为我们预备的这个道路上的，那这个义路。
When we walk, we need to go to the road prepared by our God. It's a right road.
耶稣基督说，他就是道路、生命、真理。
God said, I'm the way and the truth and the life.
当我们行路的时候，我们行在主耶稣基督那里。
When we walk, we need to go to the right path along with our God.
我们要明白神的旨意，不要做一个糊涂人。
We need to understand God's will, do not to be a fool person.
教会是神的羊群，我们这个羊群，怎么样去走？需要仔细的、小心的去预备。
Our church is a herd of sheep of God. How do we shepherd these sheep? We need to think about that.
当我们行动的时候，我们要明白神的旨意。
When we take actions, we need to understand God's words.
神的旨意叫我们有一个新的生命。
God's words let us have a new life.
神的旨意要我们把他的生命活出来。
God's words ask us to live out of God's life.
神让我们借着神的这个新的生命，能够荣耀他的名。
God also asks us to apply the new life and glorify God's name.
我们每一个人，我们所做的，都要合乎神的旨意，
Whatever we have done, we need to follow God's instruction
走在他的道路上的，
to the right, walk on the right path of God.
所以怎么样去活？神说，我们要彼此相爱，要把他的爱要活出来。
How do we live out this new life? We need to love each other.
神说：“你要爱神，尽心、尽意、尽力、尽量，尽我们所有的力量去爱神。
God says you need to love God with your full body, full life, the whole heart to love our God.
所以我们还有第二样，就是爱人如己。
Therefore, we also need to love other people like love yourselves.
当我们有行动和别人那个交流的时候，我们不要忘记，总是带着神的爱。
When we communicate with other people, interact with other people, always keep in mind with love from God.
我们刚刚唱的诗歌告诉我们说，爱的真谛就是爱是恒久的忍耐。
When we just sing the psalm, the truth of love is love is endurance.
最容易犯的就是失去我们的忍耐。
The many mistake we always try will make is to lose our patience.
有的时候，父母对孩子，
Our parents, like our parents to us.
有的时候，先生太太对自己的配偶，
And the husbands to their wives.
没有这个忍耐，没有忍耐，看
Without
上，
patience,
呀，看得上啊，你看
they
上不
must
上？
fight each other, hate each other.
不能够对人家有半点的忍耐，是吧？这不是神要我们生活的一个态度。
Without such patience, you won't get the true love. You won't follow the true love from God when you talk to
我
and
们活
interact
着爱
with other
人，
people.
不单是爱神，要爱人。神说要彼此相爱，
When we love God, not only love God, but also love people.
爱要过一个两里路的一个态度，人家叫你走一里路，你要陪他走两里路。
You always need to have 2 miles methodology. If some people ask you to go along with him with 1 mile, always go to extra mile.
要叫我们能够不单单是爱我们所爱的人，还要去爱我们的仇敌。
Not only you need to love those beloved ones, but also you need to love your enemy.
所以这个走也不是很随便的就可以走了。
So this walking here is not just easy.
我们带着主的爱，带着主的荣耀，走到每一个地方，可以荣耀他的名。
You need to carry God's love when you walk everywhere to glorify God's God.
还有一件重要的事情，就是把主的福音能够传出去。
Another important thing is to spread the gospel.
这神给我们这个大使命，
This is the big task from our God.
所以我们要记得，站立是静止的。
So let's keep in mind, stand is not moving.
走是一个活动的，
Walk is very active.
不可以老是静止，而是要开始活动。
We cannot just always stand there. We need to go out.
活动，这一个孩子，他要不能活动，我们心里面很紧张啊。
If our kids cannot be very active, we will be nervous.
孩子活动，他需要长大。
Our kids need to grow up and by engaging different activities.
我们一个孩子不能长大，不健康，他不能够活动。
So if a child cannot grow up and he or she is not healthy,
我们恩典堂的弟兄姐妹都要在灵里头慢慢长大，不要做，老是做一个小孩子，小 baby。
similar to our brothers and sisters in our Great Chinese Church, you guys need to stand up, be active in your spiritual life.
时间久了，恩典堂就变成恩典幼儿园了。
If we always become being a kids, So Grace Chinese Church is become
一群 baby 的
Grace Chinese kindergarten.
叫人家拿奶去喂你。
And you always need the milk, not the adult food.
外边长大，我们起来要走，
We need
要
to grow
活出
up,
来，神的荣耀来。
live out the glory of God.
是，所以在这个时候，这个我们要这个想到，单单走还不能够满足神的心意，我
So,
们。
therefore, here we should think about just simply walking cannot satisfy God's needs.
我们还需要学习飞。
We need to learn to fly.
为什么要飞？
Why should we fly?
因为我们知道，我们站在地上这样子看的时候，这眼睛所看到的非常的有限。
Because we know when we stand on the ground, our vision is very limited.
你升到空中的时候，你从天上看下来，这个不再是一个点一个线，而是一个面呢，也可以看到很远很的很多。
If you fly in the air, what your view becomes a bird view. It's just not a straight line and a single point, it's the whole area.
神像我们要的不是单单顾我们自己。
The God asks us is not just for ourselves.
更要顾到别人，要走出去，
We
要
are.
看到其他人的需要，这是神看下来看到这些人。
We ask God ask us to go out and think about other people's needs and share the gospel.
我们飞到天上以后，我们知道在天空，这个最困难的就是。辨识这个方向呢，因为它就没有路上的这个陆地上的这些标志，就很难控制这个方向。
When you're being lifted in the air, when you're flying, it's very hard to be just to find your correct direction because it does not have the similar coordination when you're standing in the ground, on the ground.
所以有一个。有一个诗歌叫我们说，当转眼仰望耶稣，
A poem telling us we need to look upon Oh God.
怎么把眼睛看见耶稣，定睛在耶稣身上，他是我们的标杆呢？
Let our eyes focus on our God. He's our focus.
不要做糊涂人，要
Don't
做一个聪明人，知道神的旨意啊。
be foolish, being smart, understand God's words.
我们这一生不是就是整天过了一天又是一天，过了一天又是一天，我们要活得合乎神的旨意。
Our life just not just simply going by day. We need to follow God's words and follow to live out God's life.
这更重要的就是说，是一个教会，而不是随便的应付一天。哦，今天我们再来唱个诗，再来读经，好，再见再见，吃一顿饭就回去了。这一个礼拜过去了，那下个礼拜又是这样子啊，等等等等，糊里糊涂过日子。教会没有一个目的，没有一个计划，没有一个 不知道谁的旨意到底是。对这个教会有什么期盼？
Simply put that, living in a healthy life is not for a Christian. Not just every day, every week we come here gathering, singing psalms and pray. And the next week we repeat the same thing. It's our growth in our spiritual life and understand God's will, understand God's words. That's very important.
像这个教会。你要再维持21年吧，啊，
If in that way, can we sustain another 21 years? We just simply
就是怜悯我们啊。
we ask of grace from our God.
我们要做一个合乎神心意的教会。
We need our church become the one who follows God's will.
不错，不管你站也好，走也好，飞也好，都需要力气。
Of course, no matter you fly, you stand, you walk, you need strength.
久而久之，我们就变得很疲倦了。
For a long way, then you will feel sooner or later you will feel in fatigue.
但是圣经告诉我们说，你不需要担心这个。请大家看以赛亚书四十章，以赛亚书第四十章，找到第
So, don't
十
worry
二
about
章。
God. The Bible tells us in this way. Please turn on your Bible to Isaiah
找到以赛亚书
chapter
第四十
40.
章。
Chapter 40.
第31节，
Verse 31.
以赛亚书40章31节，
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31.
找到以后，请大家我们一起来念，好不好？
When you find it, let's read it together.
来，请。
Please.
但那
For
等
those
候耶
who
和
hope
华
in
的，
the Lord
必
will
重
renew
新
their
得力，
strength.
他们
They
便
will
重
soar
新
on wings
展
like
翅膀，
eagles.
他
They
们
will
奔
run
跑
and
却
not
不困
grow
倦，
weary.
行
They will
走
walk
却
and
不
not
疲
be
乏。
faint.
呀，以赛亚书告诉人说，有一种人可以不疲倦，什么人？这个人是等候耶和华的，
The book of
等候耶和
Isaiah.
华的人，他奔走，他不会疲倦；
The
他
book of
奔跑却不困倦，行走也不疲乏。
Isaiah told us there are some people will never be weary or
你。
never be fatigued because they hope in the Lord.
因为他等候耶和华，
Because they are waiting for our Lord.
等候他什么东西啊？就是知道他的旨意啊。
What are they waiting for? They are waiting for God's will.
这就是为什么我们每天要读圣经，每天要祷告，每天要和神亲近，
That is
要。
why we need to read the Bible, pray to the God, and getting close to our God.
要能够知道神的旨意是什么，
To fully understand what's God's will.
有一天，还没说这个飞了，他说要用鹰展翅上腾。
So
一个地方告诉我们说，我们是诗篇里面告诉我们说，如鹰返老还童，这就。
someday we will soar on wings like eagles.
这就告诉我们说，如鹰展翅上腾。
It tells us when we got renewed our strength from God, we will soar on wings like eagles.
我们就知道老鹰有很有力气，啊，它是可以活100岁，所以它常常就是每年都恢复这个，他们说是换羽毛了，什么东西，呀。可以展翅上腾，比以前飞得还高还远。
Like eagles said, will have a long lifespan and a full of strength. They can fly higher and higher. Whenever they change their feather, they gain the new strength.
怎么可以这样子？因为他们等候耶和华。
How can we be that? Because we need to have wait for our God.
他们可以重新得力，
They can renew their strengths.
重新得力，奔跑不会疲倦。
Renew strengths, and you can run without any fatigue.
我讲这什么东西啊？也许你已经听烦了，
To stay here, say these repeated
还
words.
没讲完呢。
Probably you. I already wear you
讲完
out,
了。
but it has not been finished.
我只是告诉大家，不是老是站立，有的时候我们要站立。神叫我们站立，在出埃及的时候，来到洪水的这个红海的前面有水，后面有追兵。
Yeah, the Exodus. Sometimes we need to follow God. Sometimes God asks you to stand. Sometimes God asks you to walk. In Exodus, when those Egyptians faced the Red Sea, in front of that Red Sea, on their back, their enemies chasing
但
them.
神告诉他们说：“不要惧怕，只管站住。你看，今天耶和华要为你行的所行的这个事情。
God told them,
”哦，
don't be fearful, just stand firmly. Let Jesus show you the miracle
哦，
today.
这表示说时间已经到了吧？照回应诗歌了。
Do we need to sing
哦，抱歉，
the
抱
song?
歉。
I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
I got it. Okay. 好。Yeah.
I got your message.
你告诉你们说，这非常重要，非常重要。
This is
为什么
very
呢？
important.
我们不管站也好，我们走也好，我们飞也好，
No
这
matter.
代表我们的这个，这第一方面是这救恩的三部曲啊，就是。当我们站的时候，只要到我们因信称义，因为走的时候是我们整个人生要因信成圣，将来有一天我们要飞到神的荣耀里头，让我们期望飞到神的荣耀，因信要得荣，
So it's very important, no matter your walk, your
非常
stand,
奇妙的这个。三个形态非常奇妙。
the three state is very similar in the to the trilogy of salvation, justified by faith, sanctified by faith, and glorified by faith.
不管你站也好，走也好，飞也好，有一天我们都要到一个结束，到一个末了。
No matter you walk, you stand, walk, or fly, someday it will come to an end.
在那个时候，我们要和耶稣基督面对面。
By the time we will have a one-on-one with our God.
神把我们留在这个世界上，让我们在这上活在世界上有生命，让我们活的这个基督徒的这个合乎神旨意的一个生活，要。最后，做成一个工作。有一天，我们要去见神。
God let us live in this world. He has purposely designed our Christian world.
见神的时候，我们要面对神的审判。
When we see the God, seeing the God in future, we will face His final verdict.
耶稣基督要审判我们。
God will judge us.
不信的人要受罪恶的审判。
Non-believers will be judged by evil.
信的人要受你的生活、你的工作的审判。
All those believers will be judged by their life, living, and job.
当我们见神的时候，我们要把我们的生活、我们的工作。拿去献在主的面前。
When we meet him, we need to put all our life, our daily activities, and our work in front of God.
主要把你的生命、生活、工作放在火里头烧一下。
God will test it by putting it in a fire.
有的人的工作，有的人的生活一下烧掉了。
Some people's daily life and
就是它
work
是
will
用
be
草
burned
木禾秸去做的。
because it's made of those plants
有
and
的人的工作烧不坏，因为是用金银宝石去做的。
some of those people works and jobs will be survived because they're made of gold and silver.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们不要再睡觉了，不
Brother
要
and
警
sister,
醒祷告，
don't fall to asleep.
等
Just
候主来呀。
be on guard, pray, and waiting for our God coming.
我愿在主的面前交账啊！
Then we can fully be taking order, give all our life and living and job in front of God.
不单单是我们个人的。生活、工作要交账，
Not just for or even each single person, individuals also need.
神把恩典堂托付给我们，
God entrusted the whole Great Chinese Church to us.
我们要把恩典堂的工作呈现给我们的主耶稣。
We need to offer our job on this church to the God.
已经准备好了吗？
Are you ready?
如果今天耶稣回来，或今天耶稣接我去见他，
If God comes today and pick him to see him,
你要拿什么东西去见主？
what are you going to dedicate to our God?
不是开玩笑啊！
This is not
你的
funny.
生命说走就走了，
Our life just goes and it will go anytime.
并且主耶稣基督说来就来了，
And God will come anytime.
所有的这个预言都已经实现了。
All those prophets already come
The
become true.
prophecies,
Prophets becomes true.
耶稣基督就要回，就在门口了。
God is there, just in front of our gate.
不要做糊涂人啊！
Don't be foolish.
为了你自己，为了恩典堂，
For you and for the Great Chinese Church,
做一个聪明人。
be a wise
寻
man.
求神教你做的事情，过的生活。
Looking for things God asks you to do, live in a way God asks you to live.
让我们一起来祷告了。
Let's pray.
慈悲的天父，我们要感谢赞美你，要谢谢你的恩典。主啊，再一次用你的话语提醒我们，虽然我们。用各种的形态走世界的道路，然而主，你与我们同在。主啊，求你帮助我们，把你的智慧赐给我们，让我们可以能够明白你的旨意，不做一个糊涂人。让我们准备好自己，能够去见你的面。感谢主，赞美主。给我们这么宝贵的机会，可以侍奉你。主啊，愿你的荣耀在恩典堂彰显出来，好像一盏明灯放在灯台上，照亮我们四周的人。感谢你，赞美你。我们知道我们在这里不是一件偶然的事情，是你的旨意。感谢主，赞美主，求主赐福我们每一个人。让我们不做糊涂人，明白你的旨意。感谢你，赞美你，祷告奉耶稣的名
Amen.
，Amen。
我们谢谢吴牧师信息。我们来一起唱一些回应的歌曲，或者唱一首回应的歌曲，生命的执着。在那个唱回应歌曲之前，我刚才忘了一件事情，就是大家今天是中国的新年，大家相互致意一下，给祝贺新年快乐。新年快乐，新年。对。好，我们来唱这首回应诗歌《生命的执着》。你是我心中。我心中唯一的诗歌，我要向你静静地歌唱，向你献上最真诚的爱。你是我心中。我心中唯一的节目，一生静静地跟随，让你前往早天目。主啊，唯一的我的王。你知我最深的念，无论在何处，你亲手立我前行。祝你我在天我还没有睡。祝你我在地面摸索，
我心渴望
我的肩膀，
你荣耀同在中，
你是我心中。我心中唯一的诗歌，我要向你静静地歌唱，向你献上最真诚的爱。你是我心中。我心中唯一的节目，我要一生静静地跟随，
让
让你
你
牵我走
走
天
天
涯。为你指我的王。你知我最深的念，在何时，无论在何处，
你亲手立我前行，
祝你我在天我还没有睡。祝你我在地面摸索，
我心渴望
我的天空，
在你荣耀同在中，主，你是我生命唯一的执着。
们，们，大家请坐。下面是欢迎新朋友的时间。今天我们大家都是老朋友，再次祝贺大家新年快乐。下面是报告思想的时间。本周六就是2月17号，7点半有弟兄团聚。由第二小组良善组带领大家学习讨论天路历程第四回的内容。如果天气许可，大家可以在那个 Cox Park 先锻炼身体，然后我们一块吃早餐，然后一块来学习天路历程的第四章内容。这是第一项报告事项。本周六2月17号下午3点，刚才弟兄团契是早上7点，这是下午3点，是由那个妇女团契将由冰冰姐妹带领。冰冰私会曹妍姐妹带领分享抉择的时刻的第一章。每次姐妹团聚的活动是丰富多彩，希望有更多的姐妹参与那个姐妹团聚的活动。今天下午有2月份的执事会，请执事们预留时间参加。我们今天马上完了以后，我们会在外面照照片，因为天气应该还可以。就在这里是吧？请不要，大家就是在这里，然后我们照完照片以后，然后再到教育中心去吃中午饭，对吧？好，这是那个报告思想。我们还有其他别的报告思想吗？好，我们一起起立，为我们的奉献做一个祷告。主啊，我们以感恩和爱心的心态将我们的奉献献给你，愿你接受我们的供奉，用你的恩典充满我们的生活，求你祝福我们的奉献，扩展你的国度，帮助有需要的人传扬福音的使命。愿我们的奉献见证你的大能和慈爱，求你满足那些没有物质奉献能力的人的需求，使我们教会成为彼此扶持的团体。赐智慧给教会的领导者，管理好财务和事工。以上祷告是奉你爱子基督耶稣的名求，阿门。大家保持站立，由牧师带领我们唱三一颂。
赞美真神，万福之歌。世上万民赞美主啊，天使天君赞美主啊，赞美圣父圣子圣灵愿天父上帝的慈爱、主耶稣基督的恩惠、圣灵的感动与交通，常与我们众弟兄姊妹同在，常与我们的恩典堂同在，从今时直到永远。好，大家请坐，默祷有声。
对不对？不对就转。一排站长，摆一排站长。